Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
In high school, I had a tie-dye shirt, and I had a picture of a guitar on it, and it had the words of Psalm 33:3 underneath the large heading that said, "Jam for the Lamb." That was my favorite verse in high school, and it had the King James Version of Psalm 33:3 on that shirt, which said, "Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise." Well, as I've studied this psalm more now, I realize that it says a whole lot more than just a verse that seemed at that time to command a high school boy learning how to play a guitar to play loudly. This verse was my justification if mom ever got upset that my amplifier was up too high. It's a robust passage, really, Psalm 33 is, that teaches us specifically how we can praise God daily. Yes, God gives us fresh reasons every day to praise him. When you live in this state of praise, your relationship with the Lord is constantly refreshed, and that's what I want to focus on for 5 minutes with you today. Today, in the next 3 weeks, we're going to focus on Psalm 33. This psalm has a natural organization to it. It's sort of an outline for the worship service that develops whenever you're reading this psalm, and it's a worship service that I hope we'll participate in the next few weeks together. Here's the outline of Psalm 33. The first three verses are the call to worship, and the next in the order of worship is praising God for his word. We see that in verses 4-9. And next in the order of worship is we're praising God for his will. We see that in verses 10-19. And then it concludes with a commitment time in the last three verses, 20-22. And so let's start today with the call to worship. And here's the main thought that we'll focus on today, that praise befits the upright. Praise befits the upright. In other words, praising God ought to be the natural lifestyle of God's people. Upright is a word referring to someone whose behavior is in accordance with the standard, and specifically here, the standard is the righteousness of God. Here's why praise befits the upright. The only reason that you can be upright or obtain the righteous standard of God is because God made it possible for you by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You have no other hope of righteousness. So if you are upright or declared righteous, it just makes sense, or it is befitting, for you to praise the one who made you righteous. If you're not praising, you might not be upright. That's something to consider for a minute. Praising is the expression of an inward experience with the Lord. We see this in the New Testament. Ephesians 5:18-19 says, "And do not get drunk with wine, for this is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord in your heart." And Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." You see, the praising is the expression of an inward experience with the Lord. Now, these first few verses of Psalm 33 tell us a few of the ways that we can praise the Lord. It says to shout for joy. It says to give thanks. It says to make melody. It says to sing. Most of this is the outward expression of what should be in our hearts. If we've been made right by Christ, then we ought to be praising him. You know, I love going to conferences, or sometimes I'll be in other churches every once in a while when I get to visit, and I love to be in these places where they have sign language interpreters. I especially like to watch during singing times. I might be singing out loud, but I just watch, and this group of people, these hearing impaired people, they're singing too, but they're just doing it with their hands. I mean, sometimes I'm nearly moved to tears when I see hearing impaired people sing, because they don't care about the music style. They're not caring if it's on perfect pitch and perfect timing. They're not paying more attention to how someone else around them sounds. They focus on the important part of worship, the words we sing, which are verbalizing our love, independence, and understanding of Christ. It should come from the heart, and it's befitting for you to praise the Lord if he has declared you to be righteous. So in which specific ways can you praise the Lord this week out of a genuine heart that has been made right by your salvation through Jesus Christ? Hey, thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back next week to focus on our lives in Christ. I'll talk with you then.
Thanks for listening to 5 to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.